For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I believe it's 3 o'clock, Tyler and Cheryl. Check that on me. I believe that is the time that they have to get the rosters down to 53. So this time tomorrow, they will be having to get these roster cuts down. They got some guys that got to cut. They've made a few non-surprisers thus far today. We'll let you know any of the others. So it is a big 24 hours coming up for the Texans and Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, and their front office team, because they got to figure out the guys that aren't going to be on this team, the guys they want to try to sneak onto the practice squad, the guys they want to use. Because I don't know how much it was when you played, but that, honest to God, now, the way the NFL goes now, the practice squad is most definitely damn near week to week almost a part of the 53, because we've watched it the last several years how many guys come up, go down, play 1 week, don't play. So it is key how many of the guys on the 53 and then those other 16 that also make it too.
Yeah, well, hell, back when I played, there was only so many times you could move back and forth, and it was a lot smaller. So they've got more guys, and they can, they're a lot more flexible, I believe, with the practice. Well, I don't know all the details of practice squad.
I think, but especially since COVID.
And yeah, COVID is what, you know, COVID is, I think, what spurred a lot of the movement. But then they realized during COVID that with that many players, it really helps. You know, it really helps with all your scout team work when you've got that many guys. And obviously throughout the year, you know, being able to have guys in your system and guys that can then step in and play, obviously it's great for the NFL product. It's better for the NFL product for teams to have guys that are in their system step in and play versus calling guys off the street that have to play the next week kind of deal, because your scout team's not big enough or your practice squad's not big enough. So yeah, it's a different game today. There's no doubt. And the thing about Nick Caserio is he's on record of talking about how it's really not a 53. It's more of a 69.
It's really about the 69.
There you go. It's about that 69, and that's the number. That's what
I wonder at all, did they think about it making it 15 or 17?
Way to make it even 70
to get off, or 68, yeah, to get off of 69.
I do wonder what put him at,
Tyler wouldn't have that.
How'd they land at 16
to get to 69? I honest to God, I think whoever's making the decisions, or people like somebody like a Tyler,
it's a great number.
They're making the decision and said, let's have some fun, guys. Let's lock it here at 69.
It's really about the 69.
Because yeah. I mean, because they could have gone 17 or 15. Yeah, they could have gone 18. Yeah, they could have gone.
It's a nice solid 14. Number.
But they went exactly to get to 6'9".
It's that perfect symmetry. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it fits together upside down perfectly.
Yeah.
You flip one number over and it just.
Like puzzle pieces.
It's like a glove.
It's like a glove.
Like a glove.
Aggressive positioning. That's it. So. We'll see how that works out.
Y'all see Kikuchi last night?
Always keep my eyes open for the Kikuchi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw it. Like I said, he's perfected to 5 2/3 innings.
I love Kikuchi!
Honest to God, I don't know how many starts he's had, but I believe he's gone 5 2/3 like 3 times.
He's gone 5 1/3.
Did he go 1/3? One of them. I don't know why it gets there. All right. D'Amico spoke to the media today, and he talked about what we talked about last week. Like, hey, when are we gonna hear about this Will Anderson Jr. thing, man? Preseason's over. He hasn't practiced, and I mean, we got to be close to a month on this thing. Here is him addressing the Will Anderson situation.
Yeah, we'll see where Will is over the next couple of days. Will has been doing really good.
All right, to me, I know it was short, 6 seconds worth. But as he said, we'll see on Will. But the finish of that sounds like a guy that's confident that Will Anderson is going to be available for him. And I don't know. I know what you were saying. Maybe they're just kind of trying to keep him from himself. But that to me, if I'm a Texans fan, just listening to his voice and how he spoke about it. Because I remember when we talked to him about Christian Harris, it was a, hey, man, we'll see what happens when he gets ready. When his time is ready.
Yeah.
There, he's been doing good. Good. And you can kind of see it in his face, like, he'll be fine. So, to me, that made me feel better about Will's chances playing.
Yeah, look, I seeing Will the other day walking, at least, I mean, there's no limp. It didn't appear to be any issue just walking around. So, like I said, I'm sure there's an injury, and I'm sure there's some rehab going on, but it's tough for me to get to a place where I don't believe that some level of this is just protecting Will from himself, and making sure that it's right and not letting him push it before it matters. Will's a guy, 51 is a guy that I plan on seeing opening day on the field.
Yeah. Oh, and I feel better about that, because I was wondering, like, hey, man, whoa, it's been a minute. So. I do think he did sound – it made that sound better. Also, reports coming out that multiple teams have reached out to the Texans to see if wide receiver John Metchie, the third, would be available in a trade due to the plethora of receivers on the roster for the Texans. Unclear if Houston would move him, but several teams are keeping an eye on him thus far. What's your thoughts on that? Any chance you see John Metchie getting moved from this?
Oh, game? Yeah. No, I think there's a chance. Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is the last two preseason games, John Metchie, he didn't just show up and show out. John Metchie showed several, I'd say, plus receiver character that he's still capable of doing those things. Whether you're talking about making somebody miss, you talk about making the difficult catch, you're talking about creating separation in between the 20s on a mid-range pass game, or you're talking about the goal line where coverage tightens up, windows tighten up, create enough separation right there to catch a touchdown. The work John Metchie did over the last 2 weeks is very convincing. And now, what does convincing mean? It's convincing that the kid can play. Now we're in a spot where we're moving in a direction of he's trending in the right direction. It's not just a guy that's still living off, well, he was a second round pick and he was really good at Alabama, and boy, he's got a great story behind him, and man, if he can rebound from the sickness, the illness, and man, he's great friends with CJ Stroud, and man, every time he makes a play, he really moves the sideline. Like, there's tangible evidence over the last 2 weeks of this dude, and I think, to me, it's as convincing evidence as you can have in the preseason. He just showed, again, the ability to do several things, not just be a one-trick pony at the wide receiver position, and I think it's very promising. Look, whether you're talking about a guy that was it promising enough for Nick and D'Amico to say, we want this guy on the team and we're not fielding any calls off of him or for him, or was it impressive enough for other teams to go, yeah, I want to gamble on that. Yeah, our wide receiver room, it needs some help.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.